love it. I don't want to lose her love. I don't want to lose her. The cross town is too slow. Hitchhiking is a no-no. She's all I'm thinking of. All I'm thinking of. Taxi. I've got yes, I have now. Taxi. Like a fool, I broke her heart in two. Sure didn't mean to do it now. So stop for me to run it and get your engine honey. I just want to see her. Just wanna see her with a pen to the metal. Does it matter? I've got to sell. I just need her, and I know it grieves her.
Welcome to Soundtown, and that's Soundtown Records. Okay, welcome to Soultown, the sound of music. Today, we're going to look at the soul music era from a standpoint of who were some of the great musical geniuses in the soul music era. And everybody is going to be a little biased somewhat on the people that they picked, because there were some people living in Philadelphia, and they're going to pick Gamblin' Huff. And there were some people living in Detroit. They're going to pick Berry Gordy. There were some people living in Memphis, and they're going to pick Stax. And all these record companies were part of the great soul music era. And we just want to look at it from the angle. Today is a sorry day to a certain extent, a sad day. The great B.B. King is being memorialized today and will be buried at his museum in Indianola, Mississippi. And we send our condolences to him, to his family, and relatives and friends, everybody involved. He was a great person, musical giant, an icon. Whatever you can think of, he was that. He was a great person, and he came from menial surroundings. And we would just like to say hello and thank to the family, and we're praying for you. Okay, some of the people in the soul music era, some of the artists and that we remember from the soul music era, like James Brown, Soul Brother Number One. We, you know, I'll remember James Brown, and also we remember the great Motown sound, the Marvin Gayes and the Stevie Wonders, and you know, they were great. And I was trying to think of something, and I mean, we remember the Stax, we remember Sam and Dave. I'm a Soul Man, and Hold On, I'm Coming, and other great artists from Stax, like Otis Redding, you know, and people like that. We remember them, the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, whose home is being memorialized in Memphis also, where she was born. I was just trying to think of something that would be appropriate for, you know, beginning, you know, this starting the show today, and we'd just like to say that rest in peace, BB. And this one is from everybody in the soul music era. It's Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, one of the great artists of the soul era, two of the great artists of the soul era, Tammy and Marvin. You know, they were great. They were a very good team, and we missed them both. But we just want everybody to keep their head to the sky. And as long as we do that, everything will be okay. But like for this week, we're kind of looking at some of the great artists. And, you know, we had some great artists that had some musical hits that were phenomenal records. I mean, the late Grover Washington was one. And we just want to listen to a little Grover Washington. He was a part of the soul music era, and he had some beautiful music. Yeah, Grover got a little deep there. But he had some weird music. I mean, you know, but, you know, people got into it, you know, for some reason. I don't know how or why. But they seem to gravitate toward little Grover. He had some weird characters in the soul music era. And, you know, I mean, but they were making good music. They were cutting hit records. And that was the whole gist of everything, hit record. If you can't cut a hit record, you might be in the wrong business. You know, I mean, you just automatically figure, well, you know, if I can't cut a hit record, maybe I need to be doing something else. And you had people who came out of the soul music era and were at the end of the soul music era and kind of crossed between the disco era and the soul music era. Here's Donna Summers.
Okay, one more. Hit it, boys. Last dance for love.
Another great from the soul music era, the late Donna Summers, Last Dance for Love. And she was a great artist. I mean, for Casablanca Records, that was the godsend. I mean, they sold millions and millions of records that Donna Summers recorded. And it was just a great period for Casablanca. Neil Bogart, Humphrey Bogart's son, had a great situation going, and they had a lot of soul music coming out, and that was one of them. I mean, that was part of the great soul music era. And we want to keep it going, you know. I mean, we don't want it to go backwards, you know. And, you know, every week I always try to play something inspiring from Dr. King. And I want to play this right here. This is one of his speeches. And I think he did, I like all his speeches, but this is one of the ones that he is short, but he gets his point across. And I think a lot of people need to adhere his, you know, what his recommendations are. But here's the late Dr. Martin Luther King. I want you to say.
Every now and then, I guess we all think realistically,
yes, sir,
about that day when we will be victimized with what is life's final common denominator. That's something that we call death. We all think about it, and every now and then I think about my own death, and I think about my own funeral, and I don't think of it in a morbid sense. Every now and then I ask myself, what is it that I would want to say it? And I leave the word to you this morning. If any of you are around when I have to meet my day, I don't want a long funeral. And if you get somebody to deliver the eulogy, tell them not to talk too long. And every now and then I wonder what I want them to say. Tell them not to mention that I have a Nobel Peace Prize. That isn't important. Tell them not to mention that I have 300 or 400 other awards. That's not important. Tell them not to mention where I went to school. I'd like somebody to mention that day that Martin Luther King Jr. tried to give his life serving others. I'd like for somebody to say that day that Martin Luther King Jr. tried to love somebody. I want you to say that day that I tried to be right on the war question. I want you to be able to say that day that I did try to feed the hungry. I want you to be able to say that day that I did try in my life to clothe those who were naked. I want you to say on that day that I did try in my life to visit those who were in prison. I want you to say that I tried to love and serve humanity. Yes, if you want to say that I was a drum major, say that I was a drum major for justice. Say that I was a drum major for peace. I was a drum major for righteousness. And all of the other shallow things will not matter. I won't have any money to leave behind. I won't have the fine and luxurious things of life to leave behind. But I just want to leave a committed life behind. And that's all I want to say. If I can help somebody as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word of song, if I can show somebody he's traveling wrong, then my living will not be in vain. If I can do my duty as a Christian ought, if I can bring salvation to a world once wrought, if I can spread the message as the Master taught, then my living will not be in vain. Yes, Jesus, I want to be on your right or your left side. Not for any selfish reason. I want to be on your right or your left side, not in terms of some political kingdom or ambition, but I just want to be there in love and in justice and in truth and in commitment to others so that we can make of this old world a new world.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., one of the speeches from his great repertoire of speeches, and something that, you know, that we all listen to. I mean, now we're going to go way back in the soul music era. This is somebody who a lot of people talk about his brother. He was one of the brothers, but this was the beginning of the soul music. It's the beginning of the soul music era. It was just getting cranked up right. And this guy, they came from Mississippi through Memphis and on into Detroit. And this was one of the first records that Jimmy Ruffin did for Motown. It was a hit. It was a smash. And David Ruffin, everybody remember David Ruffin from the Temptations and the great song My Girl, and, you know, just many others that, innumerous, you know, I mean, Too Proud to Beg and Get Ready, Here I Come. And I mean, just so many hits they had. But this is Jimmy Ruffin from the beginning of the soul music era. Okay, Jimmy, let's. As I walk this land, Jimmy Ruffin, one of the great brother combos from the past. I mean, they had some smash hits, so we just wanted to kind of show them our love and let everybody check them out. And some of the other great acts of the past, you know, like we're looking at Sam Cooke, Earth, Wind & Fire. And, I mean, just hits for days. I mean, Motown would come with hits left and right. Everybody remember the Four Tops. I mean, everybody remember the Temptations, the Marvelettes. A lot of people don't remember the Marvelettes, you know. But they were one of the Motown early day groups. And we're going to play a little Earth, Wind & Fire for you here. It's jumping all the way back to almost the end of the soul music era. But that was we're looking at Jimmy Ruffin, and that was like right around the beginning. And this is Maurice White right around the end. And then as I was saying, Jimmy Ruffin and his brother David pretty much started singing. Well, they spent a lot of time in Memphis doing their early years, and it seemed to have been something that
love was changing my mind.
All right, Maurice White in Earth, Wind, and Fire. Maurice White, a graduate of Booker T. Washington High School in Memphis, Tennessee, only a few blocks from where David Ruffin resided at one particular time, and really very close to where Aretha Franklin was born. Very soul area. But this is soul music from Memphis right here. We're going to go all the way back to, we're going to look at Shirley Brown, formerly of Stax Records, with Woman to Woman. I mean, and she's going to blow you out of the water with this great hit, Billboard, debuted in Billboard, and with a bullet, Shirley Brown.
Friend.
Shirley Brown, kicking it up from the soul music era all the way back. I mean, her first hit was written by James Banks, who is Homer Banks' twin brother. And Homer Banks, better known for Loving You Is Wrong, I Don't Want to Be Right, and Who's Making Love to Your Old Lady, and I'll Be the Other Woman, and many others. But James is his twin, and he wrote the song Woman to Woman, which was a major hit in soul music, R&B genre, the country genre, and also in the pop genre. It was just a big, big record, Woman to Woman, Miss Shirley Brown. But the same people that wrote Woman to Woman also wrote Boyfriend. So they were some great writers, James Banks and Henderson Thigpen, and they group right there, Selca Publishing, great company. Okay, now that was Miss Shirley Brown, and like I said, that was one of the songs from the end of the Soul Music Era that was cut. And if you can go and look in the book, An Excursion in Soul, under Amazon.com, pull it up on your Kindle or iPod or iPad or whatever, and go and check it out and see some of the things that was going on in the music. It's the book is centered around the end of the soul music era. But it's looking at it from the beginning also. So it's a good book to check out as far as historical facts on the soul music era. I mean, and also on soul, where the word soul was derived from, and how soul and R&B music spun out of the blues era. I mean, you look at great acts like the great one that's being utilized today. Utilized today, B.B. King, and he came out of the blues era and was also a great part of the soul music era. Some of his biggest hits were during the soul music era, like The Thrill Is Gone and other major hits that he had, but that was all going on in the soul music era. But like I say, the book, An Excursion in Soul, it's a book that I wrote about the time that I was in, the times that I experienced in the soul music era, in the end of the soul music era. And by me being around close in the vicinity of Stax Records, I was getting a lot of information. And some of those things are very important in our history. And we just hope that everybody can realize the importance of that era. And, you know, just a great era, and it had some great music in it. You know, like I said, we're talking about Sam Cooke, and we're talking about Jimmy Ruffin, David Ruffin, the Earth, Wind & Fire, Aretha Franklin, Marvin Gaye, Isaac Hayes. I mean, we're talking to Stevie Wonder. We're talking a lot of great music, Michael Jackson, Quincy Jones. We're into the soul music era or deep basses here. So these are just some of the participants. And the book looks at the end of the soul music era and basically how it affected a lot of individuals across America. And this is one of the songs and one of the albums that was released in the end of the soul music era that I had a part of. And this was the first song on that album. And he was a former Stax artist, recording artist, and sung with the group called the Soul Children. So, I mean, we talk about soul all the way. But he was one of the Soul Children, and maybe one of the most recognized ones. But everybody just knew him as Blackfoot. And this first album we came out with him on, Taxi, and was a hit off of one of the major hits off of it. Well, it had several songs on the album to hit the Billboard chart, but Taxi was the one that went to the top of the chart and crossed over to the pop chart. But this one, what I'm going to play first, wasn't released. It was just the beginning of the album. But a lot of people called from all over the country and all over the world. I mean, in Britain and France and other places, and they recognized his voice and said, "Is that the same guy that used to be with the Soul Children?" And you know, I said, "Yeah, that's him." You know, and I mean, the interest grew very fast because he was a great artist. And this is Jay Blackfoot, first song on the album, "The Way of the City," with the monologue by Rod Kitty.
Do not resist the sound on your stereo. There is nothing wrong with your set. For the next 34 minutes, I will control what you hear and feel. You're about to be taken on a musical safari through the most ferocious jungle known to man. The jungle where the hunter is often captured by the game. This is the city, and you are there.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we were able to give you a little bit more insight into the soul music era and some of the artists that were prominent during that period of time, like Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell and Jimmy Ruffin and David Ruffin and the Temptations and the Soul Children and on and on. I mean, Isaac Hayes We're going to look at all of the great artists and some of the areas in which they grew up in and where they're from and things like that. We're going to talk about a lot of things about, I mean, these are some of the icons of our time, and we need to have information on them as far as who they are, where they're from, you know, and where they might have been going and where they were, where, you know, what drove them to the point of becoming successful or great. And they were great in music. So we just have to kind of look at their past and kind of see what gave them the ability to be persistent enough to continue and become an icon. But as we do every week, we would like to see you all back next week, and we're going to listen to some more great soul music from the great soul music era. And we wish you love, peace, and soul.
As we